Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, Black Twitter. I'm your host, a pimp named Jeannie Lauren, and today I'm going to tweet for people who want a honey bun every time they see Honey Bun Baby. It's the cheeks. They're so cute. If you can look at that baby and not automatically crave the sticky sweetness of a honey bun, you are not my people. And I don't even eat carbs like that. Anywho, this is your regular reminder to sign up for the Good Morning Black Twitter newsletter by going to goodmorningblacktwitter.com. And whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. So I don't know about your timeline, but my timeline has been talking about Insecure for at least a week now, like maybe over a week. But you know what's kind of flown under the radar? The fact that Yvonne Orji, the actress who plays Molly on HBO's Insecure, she's a virgin. Like, she did interviews, talked about the fact that she's a 32-year-old virgin, and everybody was just like, okay. And I'm actually impressed with everyone's ability to not make this a thing. But I gotta say, I kinda wish I didn't know, because now I can't help but think about the fact that Yvonne, the actress, is a virgin, while Molly, her character, is spread eagle every other episode. Like, just knowing is making it weird for me watching the show. And I think Molly has had more sex in one season than I've had my entire adult life. So yeah, I don't really wanna know the details of Yvonne being a virgin. Like, I don't wanna know why and if she's planning to and when. I don't wanna know any of it. And not in a ew or judgy kind of way, just in a, I don't wanna know this, it's none of my business, and I'd rather just focus on watching the show kind of way. But I just wanted to mention it because I'm really glad that folks did not make it a big deal. I mean, we've been talking about Insecure and everything having to do with the show. The friends, the drinking, the cheating, just everything about the show gets talked about. But this is one thing that people have pretty much said, okay, good job. Then again, I guess Yvonne is a woman, so that does make it a bit easier. I know if she was a man, there'd be a whole bunch of just homophobic slurs going about by now. Anywho, speaking of Insecure, can we talk about Brandy and Monica now? And Tamar Braxton chiming in? Brief recap, Monica said in an interview that Whitney Houston was like a fairy godmother to her. And then Brandy felt the need to hop on social media and say, everybody wants what me and Whitney had, but she wasn't a godmother to everybody, basically. And Tamar had to jump in and co-sign. I don't know if you care. I don't care that much. What I'm really kind of surprised about is the fact that these two grown women, Brandy and Tamar, can be so childish. Like, how are you on your way to 40 and you're this insecure? Not petty, insecure. They can't sit with Team Petty. I will claim my petty any day. If you come for me or mine's, mess with my funds, my family, or my food, I will get you. I personally believe there's not enough consequences in the world, and I will take it upon myself to dole them out if it affects me. That's petty. Brandy and Tamar? Brandy and Tamar are, by anyone's measure, two rich, successful, critically acclaimed women, but somehow they are pressed and worried about someone who's not giving them a second thought. That's not petty. That's insecure. You couldn't get me to pay dust to someone I don't like, and I'm broke. Let me be rich with a Grammy and healthy family and luxurious lifestyle and whatnot. You wouldn't be able to get me to acknowledge that someone I didn't like was even alive. Every answer to a question about them would be, I don't know her. But here go Brandy and Tamar, almost 40 years old, yet insecure and pressed. And Brandy clearly gets it from her mama because Sonia chimed in too. Monica's really the only adult in this whole situation. That's sad. Y'all keep saying Monica's gonna go off and clap back, and honestly, I hope she doesn't. If Brandy ever confronts her, and I don't think she will, I hope Monica doesn't give her the pleasure of a furrowed brow. Not a sideward glance or a paused breath. I hope Monica responds to her the way Naomi Campbell responded to Tyra Banks on her own show. Let her stew, Monica. Now that's petty. Have you ever had to deal with insecure people who don't know how to handle themselves like adults? Are you an insecure person and you don't know what to do with yourself? Get at me in the comments at goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow. Let me know. Let's get over this hump by putting one foot in front of the other, shall we? Have a good morning, Black Twitter.